Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Right, you got to see the show. It's rock and roll. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is the one and only Freedom Outlaw, William Turner, and I'm here to help you out. I'm here to tell you what it's all about. We've got the chat room open, so please keep your extremities and obscenities to yourself at all times. Argue amongst yourselves. Talk shit. Do what you need to do. Make each other bleed. Say it out loud. Say it proud. Do what you got to do. I'll try and keep an eye open in there for questions as we go along, but keep it strong. I'm here to tell you today we are going to talk about the enumerated powers because many people don't understand just what it does. They think that all of the enumerated powers are kept in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, but that's not true. If you believe that, you are a fool, because the enumerated powers are spread throughout the Constitution. There are a total of 30, and actually up to 35, depending upon how they're counted, and they're spread throughout the Constitution of the United States of America. They're not just in Article 1, Section 8. So we are going to try and educate those of you who are not up on the Constitution, and that usually doesn't include the right because they are right. That includes the left because they're wrong and they just smell strong. So let's get to it, because we're going to try and teach those of you from Antifa that you're wrong. You're idiots, you're morons. You should have paid attention in school instead of played the fool. We've got a guest call-in number today for those who have questions. It's 657-383-1757. But we do have our Antifa hotline. It is 657-383-1757. We tried to keep that simple for the stupid. It's 657-383-1757. Because we know that you can't understand, no matter how many times I explain it to you. Because, well, dee-dee-dee. So let's just roll right on into the show, because you people just don't know how it is that things go. I understand you say that you're open and you have love in your heart, but what you really have is a thing in your pants called a shark. Because if you get cornered one-on-one, well, that's what you do. Because I pity the fool. So let's get to it. Tuition is widely cited as being the rule of law. Because, well, it is. And it's settled law because it's been around since the founding of our country. And you liberals like to cite subtle law, so pay attention to the norm. The Constitution has enumerated powers, things that the government can do, and it can do no more, and it can do no less. And this is how we take our country back, Jack. we force our governors and our state, senate, and congressional critters to abide by it. And we force them, because we have control of them, because we can go to their offices and grab them by the short and curlies and swing them about and scream and shout. And we force these people to make Washington, D.C. abide by the enumerated powers. So you better learn what the enumerated powers are, because the folks in D.C. are protected and we can't get to them. But the folks locally, well, we know where they live and when they're not home. So we can put the fear of God into them. And it's about goddamn time that we do. So let's get rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. The first thing that is enumerated in the enumerated powers is to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States, meaning all states shall be treated equally. One shall not get more or pay more than the other. Keep that in mind. One state does not curry favor over the other. Constitution is clear in its enumerated powers. The other thing that our federal government can do and likes to do, because both parties are the flip side of the same coin now, they are no different, they are inherently evil, is they can borrow money on the credit of the United States. And face it, we're $20 trillion in debt, but we have over $200 trillion in unfunded mandates because these ass clowns have gone and borrowed to the hilt. We're all going to be speaking Mandarin soon. But the Constitution allows our government to borrow money on the credit of the United States. And the debt ceiling is here, and these are going to borrow again. They're going to raise the debt ceiling, and we're all going to get fisted, including our children and grandchildren. Another of the enumerated powers is to regulate commerce from foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. Congress has taken the 10th Amendment to mean that they can regulate what you grow in your garden and sell at bake sales. They've gone too far, and the liberal activist courts have let them. It is time we made the states stand up to them. It's time that we strolled on down to our local government officials, because those are the throats that we can choke, and we told them that we're going to collect the gas taxes, but we're going to stop sending them to Washington, D.C. We're going to collect property taxes, but we're not going to send on the education funds to the federal government until they get their shit together and follow the Constitution. Why? Because we're all going to be Billy Badasses with pitchforks and torches, and we're going to make them abide by the settled law, the Constitution. because we, the people, are going to hold a party in their honor. And we're going to call it an American Bastille Day if they don't. And we're going to shorten the elites, the kings and queens of this country, by about a head if they don't get their shit together. The next enumerated power is to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States. The usurper in chief, Barack Hussein Obama, violated that power when he paid in the wrong order. The unions and their pensions, and not the bondholders during the auto bailout. Jeff Sessions needs to put his ass in federal prison where he can take care of his behindmen by being placed in the Aryan Brotherhood wing of Leavenworth. Good luck to you. The next enumerated power is to coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Ever since Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, our currency has been fiat currency. It's worthless. It's based upon the whole faith and credit of the United States, which is worthless as tits on a board. So we need to go back to the gold standard. We need to audit the Fed, we need to audit the IRS, and we need to audit those who have been in office for 20 years, making $174,000 a year, and are suddenly rich. Because let's face it, you don't get to become rich on $174,000 a year. You don't get to have tens of millions in investments. You only get to do that if you have a third arm growing out of your back and you're taking bribes. The Constitution allows our government to establish post offices and roads. Our roads and bridges are falling apart, and the post office is losing billions every year. It's time to privatize the post office, lay off all those fat-ass federal workers who took time off from work and campaigned for Hillary Clinton, which was unconstitutional and illegal, and we need to put them in prison. The Constitution allows to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. Those are known as copyright and patent laws. That doesn't mean we give money to piss Christ because some moron wants to put a crucifix in a jar of urine. I want to put that artist in a jar of urine, a big glass jar where the public can come by and piss on his head. We don't need money for that. We just need a glass jar and an address where people like me can come by periodically, drink a 2-liter bottle of Coke or Pepsi, and piss on that fucker's head. That's just a voluntary act. We need to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations. Well, I'd like to think that that was just coincidental that got disconnected from a live broadcast. But I got to think that maybe the government didn't like me telling you all this. Anyway, how is it that the pirates in Somalia gained access to that ship and took the people hostage? If you're on board a ship and you see a hook come flying over the rail, isn't it natural that you'd grab the hook and throw it back over? You wouldn't just go, I wonder who's boarding the ship. It must be the Budweiser girls. No, you'd think it must be a bunch of stinky-ass pirates. And you'd throw the hook back overboard and then maybe open fire on them. Dumbasses. The government has the power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures of land and water. They also get to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for longer term than 2 years, provide for and maintain a navy. Hence the song, In the Navy. They also get to make rules for the government and regulation of land and naval forces. They get to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections and repel invasions, like from Antifa. Shoot them dogs in the street and let them lay. They get to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers, the authority of the training, and according to discipline respected by Congress, to exercise the exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may by secession of particular states and acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States and to exercise like authority over all places by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and needful buildings, and to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all powers vested by this Constitution in the governing of the United States or in any department or office thereof. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any imposts or duties on imports or exports except what may be absolutely necessary for executing its inspection laws and the net produce of all duties and imposts laid by the state on imports or exports shall be for the use of the Treasury of the United States, and all such laws shall be subject to the revision and control of Congress. That means you don't get to tax the shit out of your neighboring states, as tempting as it may be. That is why the 10th Amendment was created and is enforced by the federal government. In the case of the removal of the president from office, his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the said office, the same shall devolve on the vice president, and the Congress may by law provide for the case of removal, death, resignation, or inability both of the president and vice president, declaring what officer shall then act as president, and such officer shall act accordingly until disability be removed or a president shall be elected. The judicial power of the United States is vested in the Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury, and such trial be held in the state where said crime shall have been committed. But when not committed within any state, the trial shall be at such place or places as the Congress may by law have directed. So for those of you who are whining and pissing about Arpaio being pardoned, guess what? He was denied a jury trial. So you can kindly shut the fuck up and go sit in the corner. The Congress shall have the power to declare punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Full faith and credit shall be given in each state to public acts, records, judicial proceedings of every other state and Congress by general laws prescribed in the manner in which acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved and the effect thereof. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union. Puerto Rico, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. Blow me. The Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. Nothing in the Constitution shall be construed as prejudice, any claims of the United States or of this particular state. The Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses deem necessary, shall propose amendments to the Constitution, or on the application of legislatures of two-thirds of several states, shall call a convention proposing amendments. It's known as Article 5. You should read Mark Levin's book. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have sole power of impeachment. The Senate shall have sole power to try the articles. So the liberals running around talking impeachment, sit down and shut up. The time, places, and manners of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature, therefore, but the Congress may at any time and at any time by law, make such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. And those folks are the enumerated powers. And if you don't like them, well, you can seek to amend the Constitution, but really, all you can do is just blow me the way the mop flops. Such is life in the big city. For you bilingual folks, así es la vida en el pueblo grande. Life is a rock. But this is how we take control of our country. We grab our state legislatures and our little pussy governors by the short hairs, and we tell them this is how it's going to be. We're going to abide by the rule of law. We're going to live by the rule of law. And we're going to make Congress and the president abide by the rule of law. Because it's settled law. It is the rule of law. And if you don't do so, we're going to kick your ass and kick your ass out. When next we return, we are going to talk more about becoming a freedom outlaw and abiding by the rule of law and being the biggest pain in the ass you can possibly be in society and living free. But right now, we need to take our local legislator asses and make them live by the rule of law. God bless you. God bless our states, and God bless America.
Yeah. I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for ONS, that's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be able to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
I was participating in some anarchy. First spot we hit, it was my liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red light flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit, it was the music shop. It only took one look to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple, 30 subjects.